Hello?
Yes, hello. Is Ms. Perkins available?
Yes, this is our hot show.
I'm good, Ms. Perkins. This is Aaron from Family First Home Care, trying to find out what's going on with Ms. Way.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, I've never been able to get her on the phone myself. I know I've spoken to you before, and also see that last week, starting from Tuesday, there is not any complete.
She hasn't been clocking in. Yeah, something been going on with her phone. I don't know. Her phone never really works. She just calls off of Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Because my phone went to the office and they verified there's something going on with my phone. Why is the problem?
Okay.
So they used her as a backup to clock in, and she's been doing it, but lately, like, her phone been messed up as well.
Okay.
Like, her phone was never on. She was just connecting through Wi-Fi.
Okay. So the thing is, she's not technically, from the insurance perspective, her insurance, Keystone, they don't allow cell phone clock-ins from the client. It has to be a landline. So I don't know why they even let her do that. Yeah, they changed it 2 years ago. They said if the client's using their own phone to clock the caregiver in, it must be a landline. So,
that's crazy. I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah, if not,
but people don't even have that nowadays. Everybody got cell phone. So what do you mean landline? Like, you gotta pay a whole nother bill for a landline just to clock in?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I'm confused. I never heard of that.
Yeah, the insurer, she has Keystone First. They're the first ones that they did. Put it like this. They took $85,000 from us this summer because we had a caregiver and client out in Montgomery County. For 2 years, she had been using her mother's cell phone to clock in. And they said, even though they implemented it recently, they said they're taking $85,000 back for the last 2 years. So
that's crazy. Because they did offer me, like, because they knew my phone. I don't know what's going on with my phone. But they offered me to go to Walmart and get another phone. I just didn't have the funds to just go out and get another phone with me and reimburse. I got bills and stuff, too, you know?
Right.
And I'm not even getting that many hours. So, like, you know.
Right.
Rest of the amount of hours I put in, but I don't get paid just on the fact that that's my friend.
Right. I'm going to have to go over that with the care coordinator in my office. Let him or, let me see, who is it? Let them know. Jose. I got to let Jose know.
Jose. That's a coordinator. Like, because I talked to him last Monday because she didn't clock in a couple of days off the phone, and he called me, and he was like, you know, and I was able to send him in. And I told him if he didn't clock in this week to let me know because I don't know, I don't know what's really going on.
Okay.
And it's been going through that way because my phone ain't working. I went up to the office. They said her clocking in on her phone was cool, but she ain't been. It hasn't been done. So.
Let me see. So the only operable Wi-Fi.
I went to the office, used my phone. They seen that for some reason it doesn't let me clock in on my phone.
Right.
It's like it comes up the GPS as a year. So they was like, okay, back up there. My client, my friend can clock in on her phone when I get it. Which we've been doing that, but apparently it takes a few days or whatever. She ain't been clocking on her phone even. She told me a couple of days before that she had broke her phone. So I don't know if that's, you understand what I'm saying? I don't know.
Will she be able to, I got to get her client service agreement signed. It's just a document that has your schedule and duties as a caregiver. Will she be in the home between 2 and 4 tomorrow?
I will believe so.
Okay.
I'm not sure because, like I said, like, I talked to her earlier. But, you know, like, a kid, I'll let her know, because I don't want her to say, you know, and then she's not there, and then I don't know if she's there, and if I'm not there, like, if I'm there, at least I can say, okay, somebody come.
Yeah.
But like at the end of the day, I only get about 3 hours with her, but sometimes I have things to do too.
Sometimes
I stay late work, sometimes if I can, because that's my friend, but sometimes I have things to do too. So
all
I don't
know. Let her know tomorrow that I'll be coming there during that time. And even if she calls me, if I can, because I'm in Southwest tomorrow, so I'm trying to reach her. And even if I can move her up earlier, I'll try to. But I have 6 people in Southwest, so they're already scheduled. She's actually the last one.
Okay.
But, yeah, because she still has the, it's the place on, let me see, it's the 2041 South Alden Street.
Yeah.
That's her address, correct?
Yeah, that's the right address. Yes, you're correct.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna try to get by so I can update her file, so they don't.
Okay,
I don't want them to interrupt her services, so we have to have that in her file. I'll be by there tomorrow. I'll probably be having to call you because she doesn't her phone, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
so yeah,
I'll try
to contact with her or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll be by there.
Like I said, I don't know what's going on. She hasn't been clocking in. As what Jose said, you know, last Monday, I don't know if she's been doing this week. I don't know. It is the week that normally I turn the time sheet in, so he ain't called me. So I don't know if
yeah,
she has
or
but like, it's been back and forth and it's like really irritating at this point.
I'm looking at it. There's no clock on. There's a clock in out on Monday. That's cool. There's no clock in out on Tuesday. There's a clock in on Wednesday, but no clock out, nothing on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what's going on. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I mean. I'm expecting, you know, I'm there, and I'm expecting to clock in, but it's like wishy-washy. Like, I don't need the, you know what I'm saying? I don't need the extra stuff.
What kind of phone do you have?
I have an Android. I went to the office, and everything. I told the woman, the name is Nina. I showed her everything on my phone. It's, I don't know, something about my phone. I don't know. She offered, like I said, she offered for me to go to Walmart, get another phone. Just to clock in and they reimbursed me for it, but I just didn't have the funds to just shout out for another phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, my phone's been a little tight, my bills and everything, so.
Right. Yeah, Android works because you can just download the app, and that's what the insurance
company. Right. I got the app and everything. It just, for some reason, it gets the GPS and it just stops, and it don't work. And she didn't believe me. That's how when I went into it, I had to show her physical. That's what it do. I don't know why. My location be on and everything. My GPS is on everything.
Okay.
That's the whole reason we set up, you know, when I get to my client house, you know, she can clock in for me when I get there. But, like, lately, I don't know what's going on. And sometimes her having a grand mal seizure, sometimes she forgets a lot of things, too. Even in standing in, like, in rare form, like, you know, in the moment.
Gotcha.
She can say, oh, yeah, I'm just saying, and then she forgets. And so I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, so she has grand mal seizures, so sometimes she can be standing right in your face like, I got you, and then do shit at all. Like, that's just how her mind sometimes works or some shit. But I don't know.
Okay.
But I asked her late last week, like, to let me know if it was going on like that, because I need to know, just like, even if, when I go to see her every day, to let her know, like, hey, you ain't been clocking in when you're supposed to, and I'm here. If you need some help, I can clock. You know what I mean? When I get here, you know.
Right.
He ain't saying anything.
All right. Well, I'll try to get by there and try to see what we can do to fix this issue. There may be some alternative methods to clock in so it doesn't mess up your check. So.
Right.
All right, but I'll be by there tomorrow between 2 and 4.
All right, yeah. I'm going to try to reach out and let her know.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.